Today, Weekly Favour focuses on the South African Bone Marrow Registry, celebrating 3 decades of saving lives this September. It began in 1991. And in honour of this anniversary, they're going to be hosting a virtual concert today to raise awareness about the work they do, but also perhaps sharing stories, some of them poignant, of the donors and the patients whose lives they have touched over the years. I'm really pleased to tell you, Jane Ward, the Deputy Director of the SA Bone Marrow Registry, is joining us now on the line. Jane, congratulations. I imagine the founders in 1991 wanted to achieve what you have, imagined it could be possible, but my goodness, so much has been done.
Yes, hi Bongani, thank you so much for having me on. And yes, it is quite an honor to still be doing, to be part of the registry, and to know that we've been doing this for 30 years. It's quite, we're all very excited.
I mean, you do such phenomenal work. What is it? An estimated 4,000 new cases of blood disorders are diagnosed every year in South Africa. And these people often need what you do to save their lives.
Yes, that's correct. So the chance of finding a match for any one person is 1 in 100,000 of a chance. Doctors first check to see if they have a match within their families. And there's a 30% chance that you'll be a match for your family member, your first-degree relative. 70% of those patients have to come to registries such as the South African Bone Marrow Registry to find a matched unrelated donor. And the chance of finding a match is more likely within your own ethnic group. And currently, we have donors from different ethnic groups are in low numbers. So we're also trying to promote the fact that from different ethnic groups to join the registry to increase the chance of finding a match for a patient.
It really is like finding that proverbial match, or rather proverbial needle in a haystack, I would say. But you don't limit yourselves just to South Africa. I understand you seek donors from elsewhere around the world.
Yes, that's correct. So when a referring physician sends what we refer to as a preliminary search request to us, we search not just our database, but a database of 39 million donors worldwide to find a match for a patient. And sometimes we don't find a match for a patient, which is why we need more donors on the registry.
Tell me about today's concert.
Yes, so this evening at 6:30, we will be commemorating our 50-year legacy with actor and producer Frank Rotenbach as our MC and Sama nominated artist Jared Ricketts, providing great entertainment. And people can go to our Facebook page where the link to the concert will be found.
And of course, we're still looking for people to get in touch with you, not only if they want to watch today's concert, but obviously to be a donor. And if anybody listening to us and they think, gosh, you know, I've been meaning to do it, because I think one of the things we must underscore is the lack of diversity in terms of the ethnic profile of the donors. It's something we've touched on before when we've spoken to you guys. If somebody listens to us now and says, gosh, I've been meaning to, where do they go to become a donor?
Okay, so you can either contact us on 021-447-8638 or email us at donors@sabmr.co.za, or you can go to our website, www.sabmr.co.za/become-a-donor. It's an easy online process that potential donors can complete the online application form. We send you everything electronically, and then we will courier a buckle swab kit to you.
All right, Jane Ward, the Deputy Director of the SA Bone Marrow Registry. We've got to do this. We've got to be able to help. They're looking for diversity in terms of their donor profile. You've got to try and help if you can.